Senate Bill 32 continues with our theme of regulatory reform, and this legislation is a more comprehensive approach to regulatory reform and does several things that I will attempt to succinctly and quickly summarize. First, as indicated by the chairman, the bill will establish the independent office of the repealer within the Regulatory Review Commission. And the Office of the Repealer will review regulations, receive and process recommendations, evaluate the merits of recommendations in accordance with decision rules and quantitative and qualitative criteria, and make recommendations to the General Assembly, the Governor, and executive agencies for repeal, modification, or revision. This section will contain a sunset date of 5 years to ensure that it is able to properly review all regulations and make necessary recommendations. Second, Senate Bill 32 creates or contains an enhanced review process for major regulations that impose a substantial burden on the state. Anything that has an impact of $1 million or more per year. The General Assembly would be required to vote by concurrent resolution to approve these economically significant regulations. Third, this legislation will also give the General Assembly the ability to initiate the repeal of any regulation in effect in Pennsylvania by a concurrent resolution. Under current law, the General Assembly is given the power to block the implementation of a regulation before it takes effect. This measure would simply allow for the repeal after it has already taken effect. Senate Bill 32 will also contain the same transparency permitting language as we just discussed in Senate Bill 28. Finally, the bill will require each agency to designate an employee as the agency's regulatory compliance officer. This officer will be tasked with being accessible to the regulated community and working with them to explain regulations and resolve noncompliance issues before imposing penalties. If the regulations are on the books, we want them to be adhered to and implemented. All proposed and new regulations are already addressed by legislation. Legislation that was act, and I'm struggling to remember the number, of June 25th, 1982, that provides for the oversight and review of proposed and new regulations by IRC, and by Executive Order 1996-1 that was signed by Governor Ridge. This bill will begin to address the tremendous body of existing acts and regulations which have accumulated since the founding of our Commonwealth.